All right. Welcome to the Weird Chill Zone. So I was trying to catch up with many people. Those who watch this reality show, I am sorry, but I did. And I binged it and I loved it. Yeah, so Netflix has currently been putting a bit few reality shows and yeah. So one of them was Indian Matchmaking and the second one was Real Housewives. Sorry, not Real Housewives. Oh my God. I'm talking about the Bollywood version, Real Bollywood Wives, Life of Fabulous Lives of Bollywood Wives, not Vibes. I sent the Vibes, not them. So, okay, it was a fun series, I would say. It was like, you will definitely binge it, even though many would be like, yeah, it is brain dead and everything, but it is a reality show at the end. So, I so wanted my sister to come on this, but she's like, nahi, do it with mama and do it here and do it that. So, yeah, here is my take on it. I know many people have given it. I mean, I have seen so many reviews on YouTube as well, and they are hilarious. Like, there's one guy, he talks in pure Haryanvi kind of accent, and oh my God, the tone he sets for the whole review is amazing. Then there was a discussion, and the other guy and then Varun and all of them, they got together and they talked about the whole thing. I guess there's a podcast as well as a YouTube video on it. And yeah, more or less, there's also Jammy Pants, like Tried and Refused Productions. They also reviewed the whole show. So here is my basic take on it. So before, actually, I should not do this. I tend to see the review first and then I go to the Netflix. Now, this was bubbling up. It was trending in Netflix for a lot of days. And it was my exams, I admitted. But before, like 2 days before my exams really started, I just sat down and was like, okay, wait. I need to know what is happening because I tend to pick up pop culture, right? So what is it? Why is everyone vibing to it? Like, why is everyone talking about this fabulous vibes of Fabulous Bollywood Vibes, right? So it was like, okay, are they going to give us insight to their lives? Maybe they'll understand, you'll understand, or I'll understand how sober life is. And yeah, in general, how are they more around it now? Yes, there are many theories to it. Personally, I feel that there is a show called Real Housewives in the US. It's very famous. So famous model kids, Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid, were introduced in that show, right? So what happened was people got familiar with them before they even set up their careers, right? Similarly with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like you got used to who Kendall Jenner was, Kylie Jenner was, and once they launched their products or once they started their career, already familiar. You're like, okay, I know this person, I know them so closely. I mean, come on, I've seen this show. So there's a more like it. So that kind of thing I'm thinking now, considering there were so many star kids in it, and there was it. So usually people be like, okay, ye aisa hai, ye waisa hai, and this thing. But even Maheep, the one of the wives from it, says that okay, this is actually a dumbstruck version, you should not take it seriously and everything. I think it was a bit scripted, but most of the reality shows are scripted. I mean, that's not something real, right? So there was Seema Khan, let me remember. Seema Khan, there was Maheep Kapoor, there was Bhavna Pandey, and there was, oh God, did I forget the fourth one? Neelam Kothari. I mean, obviously. So now, get to it. Maheep is Sanjay Kapoor's wife. Then Bhavna Pandey is Chunky Pandey's wife, obviously. Then there is Seema Khan. She's the wife of Sohail. And even so, Neelam Kothari was like a very popular star in the back 90s era. I mean, more, I think, like 85 aroundish, like 80s batch. So yeah, that's, these four are the main lead of the whole thing. But you get introduced to the family lives, the Karan Johar, the kids, and even a lot more. So should you be watching it? Should you not be watching it? What should you expect? What you should not expect? What kind of mind you should take there? What you should know? Maybe let me just help you out there, okay? Like a friend, let this be like a gossip session, but it's just me tonight. So yeah, I mean, I'm sorry for that. Am I talking like them now? Oh my god, my accent is caught up. Oh god, should I mean, I don't know, can I try the Sobo accent? I don't know what a Sobo accent is, but oh my god. You know, the kind of soul is like in foreign countries, but they're here in Mumbai. So in the first episode itself, there is something called as Lepal or Lepal. I hope I'm pronunciating it right. I think it's Lepal. So what happens is these famous families, parents also famous, rich, well-to-do, their kids are invited to Lepal in France. So yeah, in France, in Paris, and they are introduced to the society. So like they're the cream of the cream kind of people. That's what they say over there. So you know, Ananya Pandey was there, if I'm not mistaken, Isha Ambani was there. There were many people. So this is a very well way to say that that's how people of arts and royalties are introduced to the society. So I was like, okay, never heard of it. And I went ahead and I saw the criteria. And yeah, that's the criteria that I mentioned. But you need to have famous parents. You can't go essay. I mean, bas chalo muh utha ke dekh le. So that's the first thing. The first thing they're stressed over, oh my god, I need to go to Nepal and this is this and this is that. But personally, my favorites were Sanjay Kapoor, Chunky Pandey. Like, there were such dad jokes. Like, I remember seeing a part where, you know, this Kapoor guy, he's like dancing with his, like they have to do waltz together, and they have this person who dances with the girl, like after the whole thing. Like, I really, you should see it for that. So he goes ahead, stands close, and he's dancing, and he's like, you know, now I'm dancing close to you, and I'm like also even having an eye on you. And I'm like, that's such a dad thing. Even my dad would have done that. I mean, my dad won't let me dance with someone. Then he goes like, okay, you know, where is the whiskey, man, I don't have champagne. And then when he was like, you know, you can take him to Paris, but you cannot take out the chamber of him. I was like, yeah. Somehow it's like, okay, I'm from Kalyan, I know, but he's a Mumbai guy, so you kind of relate to him. He's like from Chembur, like Chembur se aaye to isme kya. I mean, like, okay, now he has that thing in him, right? Then you see that she talks to Arjun Kapoor as well. I'm talking about Maheep. So I mean, I respectively, I love the show and everything, but I was questioning how they called out their chachi. I don't know if it's a very South Bombay thing, but my question is like, how can you call out your chachi, your fucker, your shit, your everything? You must be very close, and it's really good how you set the vibe. I mean, Maheep Kapoor, that's great, but seriously, if I mean, I'm close to my bua, but if I use those words, trust me, my dad, my mom, my dadi, everyone will be just after me like anything. I can't call them shit or fucker. I can't even use the words in front of them. Forget calling them that. Okay, yeah, that's more of it. So then you go ahead and see Seema Khan as well. So Seema Khan is obsessed with Kim Kardashian, and she occasionally like DMs her. Like, that's everyone when reviewing will say that, okay, she's obsessed with Kim Kardashian and everything, and she is doing her own business as well of designing and everything. So you see a point of her frustration, like when a girl comes ahead and checks, you know, dresses and everything, and she like, no, mujhe, I like this one, no, I like the other one. And then Seema is like, they all will go with my first choice, but they have to do this nugget. Like, okay, as a person who's doing their own work, Seema Khan, I agree with you. They tend to do that, right? I mean, I think any shopkeeper would be agreeing with this. Because some customer comes and they'll be like, nee, this is the first one. No, we want the third one. No, ye tisa wala dikhana is the typical thing. I think so. The thing remains the same. It's just that your language changes, your accent changes, and your looks change. Looks, obviously, you're a different person, but the whole altitude changes, but the soul is same. Like, haan, hamein ye to karna hai, thoda to, you know, for play to banta hai. So yeah, that's more or less about it. And what more? I personally Yeah, Bhavana Pandey was one of my favorites, I think so, because she was very calm and composed and everything. Like, there's a scene where you'll see, like, Karan Johar tries to be like, he tries to put the fire. I mean, obviously, he should because it's a reality show. At this way, it'll be like, okay, why am I even watching reality show? Main mera ghar mein baith ke dekhu na, ghar walon ko. Why should I see a reality show where there are rich people just doing their things? That's not fun. I mean, it's not a vlog channel, it's a reality show. Netflix has it, so. Karan Johar goes and he goes and he asks you, "Acha, tumhare pas ye hai and wo hai." He asks a couple of questions in which creates a fire, but you could see that Bhavna could easily answer off the question. She tried to calm down, she gave her points back. She was very articulate about, okay, this is this, this is that, and everything. So she was calm, she was composed, and the thing is, she's very spiritual. I think so that's with many moms as well. I'm not saying any of this thing. So she did say that an incident happened with her, and with all due respect, I think so. Sabke saath hota hai. Like, if there's some incident happens, and at times you tend to believe spiritual things. I also believe in it. Aisa nahi ki don't completely disagree. Not at the level of Bhavna Pandey, but. Yeah, I do. And then you see Chunky Pandey making fun of her and the same. And it is fun. Like, Chunky Pandey is Chunky Pandey. Come on, you cannot miss his jokes are ultimate. Then you see, yeah, that's more about it. And obviously you go ahead and see Neelam Kothari. Now, Neelam Kothari, for those of you who don't know, was a huge actress in the past. But now she was like, okay, should I make a comeback or should I not make a comeback? I mean, it's a smooching scene and she's obviously struggling with the question, like, I have a child now. Should I go for it? Like, when everything passes on, will she like it? Will she not like it? I mean, will I embarrass my child? I mean, I can't do this and everything. So, yeah, but people are like, you know what? No, you should give up and you should just go ahead because obviously the film industry is booming. And like before now, even older actresses are getting chance. And more than that, if they are good at acting, if they're good at talent, I'm sure they will have an opportunity. I hope stays though, so that's what she's struggling with. So you'll see how these four mendel in their whole life. So that's the basic backstory about everything. I hope I help you a bit on this. It's funny, it's very funny. At times it is like you might even catch the accent, like how I don't know whether I'm catching it or not, but you might, you just might. So yeah, more or less about it, more or less about it. So that's all I think. So I should be saying no. Then you also see them interacting with other, yeah, you'll see them interacting with Shah Rukh Khan and Gauri Khan. Personally, can I say something? I have a huge respect for Gauri Khan though. I mean, I don't know what it is, but she senses such a vibe, like you want to, and she does not want respect, she don't ask for respect, you give it to her. Like, you getting me? Like, some people like, you need to mujhe respect though, but when she walk in, it's like, okay, she has this lioness kind of vibe, which is very very good to see. Then you see all these people interacting with each other, ki, okay, this is happening, this party is there, they're talking about it, and they have their own interactions. They go for beach cleaning and they talk about words like MILF, which obviously you and I don't know, right? I mean, yeah, so you see others' reaction and it's very funny. It's very funny. I personally think okay, but the thing is, one thing I do not kind of think is like how they try to show that they are bichara kind of this thing, which they should not do. Like, if you have privilege, you accept it, you have it. Why do you should like, okay, nahi, yeah, we have our own. So if you have it, accept it and then use your privilege to do good. That would be actually worth it, right? Otherwise, if you're like using your privilege and like, no, even I have struggled and everything, that's not it. That's not it. That's not at all. That's not done. So yeah, it's your privilege, please use it, but don't be so ignorant and live in a bubble world, right? And thinking, okay, bahar mein you're saying the kids, they are walking and running in the sun, but that's a very ignorant comment to say, actually. I know it was reality show and maybe it was said on purpose or so, but I don't think so. That was very ignorant. Like, I know my parents, I know so many people who are actually struggling. Like, people, they go to, I mean, they Not even my parents, yes, and there are so many parents, like, you know, they are parents and children, they are working out in the sun, they are farmers, they're providing food for us and everything as well. So I thought that that comment was a bit ignorant, but if it's a reality show, should we let it slide? Should we not let it slide? I don't know what to say about it, but that's more about it. And then I mean, obviously their careers are pre-decided, so they don't go through that struggle of what many us kids go through. Like, we have this, I mean, I'm sure some of them might be like, you know, I want to be a scientist and rocket scientist or student, or I mean study abroad, be an astrologer or somehow. But if you are from a Bollywood family, it is easier to pass on your career, right? I mean, not passed on, I mean, just give you contacts. I don't know what I'm seeing at this point, but I don't think so. It's a struggle. Like, yes, obviously you have to make your name. It's either make or break. If you get it with the audience, definitely you will work. Otherwise, you won't work. That is the main thing. That is hard work. That is talent required. But that does not mean that others have it easy. Many of us struggle to question whether we want to do acting or not, and if we want to do it, then we'll have to work ahead, go to Mumbai, do shots and everything and everything. And you can read so many actors' reviews. I mean, I don't want to even get into this, because I hope this does not turn into a Twitter debate. I don't know what I'm seeing at this point, but I think, yeah, that's more or less about it. So that was a bit ignorant, I think. Baki sab to theek hai, it is a reality show. Unlike Indian matchmaking, who was like, okay, what we are on the face. Like, we are not saying sorry for it. Unapologetically, you are what you are. That makes it more fun. In Bollywood Fabulous Wives, I don't know why I'm saying housewives, sorry. In Bollywood Wives, they are like, okay, no, we are not that it. You're trying to put up an image, which I think takes the point of reality show. This way, just make a documentary, put it that we are struggling and everything. Works anyways, right? Why would you say so? So that's more or less about it. And I hope I stopped saying so a lot. I want to keep this short. I've been talking constantly. And there's so many points I want to talk on. Yes, that's the first episode, the second episode, the third episode, the fourth episode. I can do chronically. I will do it, definitely. So you guys go ahead and tell me if you want that, or should I just shut up? It's okay. And please stay tuned for more such stupid reviews that I do. And this is Pepperbox. This is Ayushi Gupta signing off. I hope you like this episode, and just tell me if you would like such intros to any show you're watching. I'll sacrifice my mental health for you. Just kidding. Mental health is not something you have to care about. I will sacrifice my time for you so that you save your time. And if you want to make a conversation of Bollywood Wives, now you can make it, right? I'll make sure I make multiple episodes so this helps you with your conversations. See, I'm a conversation helper. Thank me later.